Welcome to the first in a special series of Pedestrian Podcasts with myself, Stuart Court. Adam Nathan is going to jump on intermittently through the next few episodes, I hope. This off-season, with the world almost entirely in different stages and different versions of lockdown, the Ped Pod is going to go back through some of the important games, the important moments from the 2013 Seahawks season, and just rewatch some of the games and relive what was a pretty enjoyable, incredible, and historic year for our Seattle Seahawks. But after the heartbreak in Atlanta the prior January in the 2012-2013 playoffs, the Seahawks entered the 2013 season with some new toys.
Absolutely loving it. Percy Harvin brings it back from the goal line. He's got some room. Watch out. Percy's going. Percy Harvin is gone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Coming back to Minneapolis. Percy Harvin into the open field. No one will catch Harvin. And what a way to start the second half for Minnesota. Coming back to Minneapolis. Percy Harvin into the open field. No one will catch Harvin. And what a way to start the second half for Minnesota.
Ponder, the fade to the corner. Caught. Harvin, touchdown.
Better matchup there. This is Percy Harvin out of the slot. He's on Eric Wright. Man coverage.
Yep, Percy Harvin, Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill in different forms in trade and free agency signings all joined the party and all were set. The Seahawks began 2013 in Carolina, as they do, it seems, almost every year. And the late Jermaine Kearse touchdown down the right sideline was enough to win a low-scoring affair in Charlotte.
Russell Wilson still has it. Sideline throw. It's called in by Jermaine Kearse and a touchdown Seahawks. A 43-yard touchdown toss to the former Washington Husky, a local kid.
And this week, which is what we're going to focus on, the collegiate, now NFC West rivalry between Pete Carroll and John Harbaugh was stoked up on Sunday Night Football. And to go through that game this week is Al Presidente himself, joining myself, Stuart Court, is Mr. Sean Wilson. How are we, sir?
I'm all right, Stu. How's yourself? Are you coping with all the current circumstances?
Not too bad. Recovering from a slight fracture in my finger after trying to catch a box of Bombay mix. But apart from that, all is well. Before we press play on the Game Pass, again, we're using Game Pass, as we will do for all of these. What do you remember much from this time? Obviously, it's week two of the Seahawks season. This is, they've just edged past, as they seem to always, the Carolina Panthers 12-7, thanks to a Jermaine Kearse touchdown. But do you remember much from how you were feeling into this game? Because it was like the it was like Ali Frazier in 2013, kind of the Niners and Seahawks, weren't it? Because they were two teams at the top, at the height of their powers.
Well, I'll readily admit my memory is not what it used to be. and when we talked about this, it wasn't a game that easily came to the front of the list, put it that way. What I would say is that I can remember, and it's the cliche from the America's Game program, I'm afraid, being eternally optimistic going into the season. So much so, there is a little bit of a backstory because Claire got a new car out of this. I did manage to get the Seahawks at 16-1 at the start of the season. And whilst I do have a little bet at the start of most seasons, I was feeling, as I said, more optimistic and did hedge my stake a little bit higher than I normally would have done, because things did look like they were coming together. And ultimately, of course, that was the result. But going into the season, it was a bit of a phased start. Eternally optimistic before a ball was kicked. The Panthers game brought everything back to reality because it was like, okay, you know, we're all right, we're getting to know each other. Like slow start, typically Seahawks. The draft in between was not inspiring, if I remember rightly. I don't think there was too much in there that put another layer of optimism on where I was starting from, if I'm being really honest. I mean, I'm struggling to remember anybody from that draft who maybe made a standout at all during the year. Was it Luke Wilson's first year?
No, I'm not sure. Christian Michael was the top pick that year.
Right, okay. But even so, I don't think there was much to assist at that time. But
it would have been Luke Wilson because obviously he made the big play. That wasn't his rookie yet. So yeah, it would have been bloody hell. But Luke Wilson's been in the league.
Exactly. So yeah, it was a bit of a mixed bag to start with. And coming into this game in week two, it was like, well, okay, this is a test. Let's see where we really are. And I was expecting a loss. I think that's probably fair based on the season before. But you know, this is why they say it's a funny old game.
I think I was, because obviously the Niners were 15 yards away from winning the Super Bowl over incomplete pass to Marco Crabtree, which is somewhat ironic in about 6-7 months time. But yeah, I think the Niners were the new bully on the schoolyard kind of thing, walking into our patch, and obviously the brashness was almost at its peak in Seattle, with especially on the defensive side of the ball. And obviously Sunday Night Football, we've been over to Seattle for the Bills game a few years after this, and the prime time just is a different feel to it around Seattle, because it's 5:30 kickoff in Seattle time. You've got an extra 2.5-3 hours to do some light drinking. We'll put it that way. So yeah, it's a souped up setting, no matter who you play on prime time in Seattle, isn't it?
Completely, absolutely, 100%. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to only to do one primetime game, but it was atmosphere. Everything about the day was completely different. You could a different type of tension, different type of build up. It was really quite something. And you know, anybody that's thinking of going to try and do a Sunday, Monday, Thursday game, just definitely go and do it. Sundays are something else, but you know, this is a different.
The 49ers kicked off and a touchback, and that is where we join an action with an always successful, I'm sure, Seahawks first drive. Oh no, 49ers first drive. Frank Gore gets nutting. I mean, look at the names on this defense, man. And Kaepernick. So in week one, the 49ers have put a beat down on the Packers. Kaepernick threw for over 400 yards against Green Bay, so they were 1-0. The Seahawks obviously 1-0 in almost the exact opposite way of getting to 1-0.
Yeah,
and they get 3 and out, and the Niners punt. So, I mean, the first home game, first defensive series for the defense at home, and that's pretty much ideal, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to set the tone, you've got to do it from the start. And I mean, the one thing I would say, and again, I don't know if this is my memory being dulled over the years, or if it's the way the game has changed a little bit, maybe, but everything seems quicker. You know, you look at the way the body's flying around the field and getting through the ball, and it just feels quicker.
Yeah, it does. It does, especially probably most prominently at the quarterback position as well. Obviously, Marshawn Lynch is back there. The Seahawks go 3 and out in a flash. John Ryan's on to punt, and it is blocked. And after the good defensive stop, the Niners have the ball inside the Seahawks 40, which is suboptimal. I mean, no one was ready for that. Morgan had two guys and barely blocked one. And
over the years, we've made life difficult for ourselves, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not just the 2019 thing, clearly. This is,
no.
I mean, the defense is Vernon Davis over the middle. Nothing doing. The one thing
for me already, and we're what, four, 5 minutes in. This, I've mentioned it before. The speed. You look at how quickly this play. How quickly they engage with the opposition, and how far up the field as well.
Michael, just the names on this defense is absolutely nuts. You got Marshall Lynch on the offensive side of the ball, but this is ridiculous.
It's some of the rotational names. I mean, Schofield is in. I mean, I'd have to watch this to even remember that O'Brien Schofield was even in the team.
Yeah, Clinton McDonald just chased down Kaepernick. It's third and goal, tipped up in the air. Earl Thomas gets the interception. The Seahawks bend, but definitely a break and get the turnover on a tipped ball.
Kaepernick batted in the air, intercepted at the 1 yard line, and run back to the 12 yard line.
Sometimes we see that in that era, just getting to the ball first, keep it in the air,
And Marshawn Lynch breaks one.
Russell didn't do many covers on that ball, did he? Again, memory dulled, but when you see Marshawn, in his pomp, sticking his foot in the floor and changing direction is just...
Yeah.
You just don't see that every year, I'm afraid. Well, certainly not in the Northwest.
No, Doug Baldwin jumps for a false start. You watch Marshawn Lynch on those three runs, you go... And you then remember that the Seahawks used their first draft pick on a running back. People are moaning about what they did last week with linebacker and Bobby Wagner. I mean, they've done it before. And the deep ball from Russ is intercepted. That's basically a punt. Russell Wilson has an interception. Niners have the ball back, and it's all rather chaotic, isn't it, at the minute?
Yeah, even one of the refs is on his back there. Something's going on the sideline.
Yeah.
First quarter, there isn't a huge amount happening.
No.
this must be the era where vast numbers of penalties must be coming, because that's what I peg with this team. I always remember the huge amount of penalties per game. Not all on Bennett, it should be said.
No. Jeremiah on the tackle. This the big off-season acquisition, as we posted at the start, is Cliff Avril, Michael Bennett, but also Percy Harvin. And Percy Harvin was injured at this point, as he spent most of his 20 months or so in Seattle. He was injured for about four snaps, it felt like. But, I mean, the Seahawks added something so highlight-worthy, and they were getting by at this point without him, weren't they? And the Niners punted again. But, I mean, how well they did without Percy Harvin made the trade somehow worse. I mean, more than the $67 million they gave him, didn't it?
Percy's come back. I mean, I think he came back one game, missed another batch of games, then came back again, and then it was Super Bowl really before we saw him again.
Yeah, I think he only played in five games.
Yeah, crazy. No, decent. Not a bad return, though.
No. Robert Turbin with a couple of yards.
I was just missing. Watching this so far, the offensive line seems to be holding up as Russell gets sacked. Hint of irony there.
Looks are going to punt again, and not a lot's happening. Obviously, this is the game where there was like a 90-minute delay, weren't there? There was thunder or lightning in the area, so they took the players off. I think it was just after the interception of Kaepernick. It was, if I remember rightly. So the weather is causing a few issues. Niners have the ball back again. Still in the first quarter.
The amount of after the play is dead game is incredible.
Yeah. Red Bryant. Everyone. Red Bryant. And Michael Bennett gets to catch in all these plays. The 49ers are going to punt again. You can kind of tell that we spoke before we pressed play that it was a case of the new NFC bully coming to town. The Seahawks are trying to prove their worth and go and take fields a punt unwisely. But all that chipping, as you can see, after every play. I mean, even this, they're like having a few stare downs. It kind of, the no back down approach, which was clearly the message sent, wasn't it, by Carroll and the coaches.
This was a proper in your face game, and you can see it already. Mm. I'd argue this was, there were a lot of statement games that season, particularly with some of the comebacks later on in the schedule. But this potentially could be the statement of the season, saying, you know, you don't come into this stadium and look to treat us this way.
Yeah, see, it's starting to move the ball. Now, finally, in the second quarter, play action to Lynch, Russell Wilson throws it back to Lynch, who has all of Seattle to run into. He's still on his feet. I mean, and he's inside the 30 or 35, I think. I mean, everything is just so, as you say, it's just quicker, isn't it? Everything,
yeah,
it's more assured, it's more incisive. I mean, yeah, the talent level in this team is, and the 49ers team, to be fair, is remarkable.
Yes, yeah. I'm not keeping a note of penalties. We must be up to about 10 by now already.
Robert Turbin's alongside Russ. Oh, quick snap, fumble snap. Ah, there you go. All those people who praise Max Unger.
Yeah, his moments.
Russell Wilson, oh, Jesus Christ, gets absolutely layered by Alden Smith. There's a name to remember. I think he's back in the league now as well. But John Ryan on to punt. The long play to Lynch goes backwards, and Byron Maxwell with his pyjamas downs the ball. And the 49ers have the ball back again, and everything was blown up there. I mean, Red Bryant, I mean, we'd never have replaced that body type at that position, have we? It isn't like we have currently either. Kaepernick throwing off 1 foot sideways. Ill-advised, I think. Oh, it's a safety. The Seahawks take a 2-0 lead after holding call on Bruce Smith in the end zone goes against the Niners and results in a safety. So, well, they're fitting after the chaos of the first quarter, that the first point's a safety. And a punt and Golden Tate returns. I love Golden Tate. It's just such a, just weird, moved weird constantly.
That was just incredible.
But this, I mean, especially on the ground, the Seahawks seem to be starting to have their way. Marshawn Lynch is really beginning to do the most Marshawn Lynch thing and kind of like warm up kind of thing. And the Seahawks going for it on 4th and 1. And why can't they run a 1 yard play? No, they did not run a 1 yard play.
Yeah,
yeah, well, 1 yard plays. And Kaepernick, I mean, Kaepernick guns it everywhere. Anquan Boldin, I forgot he played for the 49ers in this 49ers team. Kaepernick getting pressured. I mean, the D-line is, and this is a pretty sturdy O-line group for the Niners in comparison to ours, and Bryant, Bennett and that are getting through and getting to.
Yes.
And again, Cliff Averill and Bennett are pushing. Cliff Averill causes the fumble. KJ Wright. I mean, this is an incredibly impressive defensive showing through the first 20 minutes of the game, isn't it, Sean?
There's a lot of hustle there. Again, you know, we were talking about the speed of the players. That line was able to get pressure, not just off the edge, but up the middle as well.
Marshawn Lynch again, dancing and prancing for another 20-odd yards. The Seahawks are back in the red zone. Marshawn Lynch. But like,
Golden's blocking wasn't at the best level then, I've got to say.
It's over the middle. Zach Miller drops one, I think, in the end zone. I mean, what is that play? Incomplete with a weird bubble type screen to Sidney Rice. House got on straight down the middle, as was the case in 2013 for Seahawks kickers, and the Seahawks take a 5-0 lead. And it's going to be kind of a punch drunk game, it has the feel of so far, isn't it? Because they're kind of, as every good play is followed up by the defense returning the favor, and Kaepernick again rushed out of the pocket. Seahawks D-line is teeing off here against the Niners O-line. Kaepernick again was out of the pocket.
They're really just equaling each other out. You can just see that, you know, there's an established, really good team in the Niners.
Yeah.
And you've got a team on the upward side of the curve meeting them head on in a particular game.
I mean, Kaepernick just guns it. It is not really down the Kaepernick road too far, but it's ridiculous. Just the ability. I mean, look at that. That's a ridiculous throw. And it's well defended by KJ Wright, but that's just a ridiculous throw to even give Gore a chance of catching that. And the Niners punt again. Chris Maragos almost blocks it. Play action. Russell Wilson has all day. Runs, as you say, with some speed we don't really see from the 31-year-old Russell Wilson, Sean.
It's good to see that he's got the slide in early.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch just, I don't know, he took one step 10 yards away from where he's the step before was from. Russell Wilson moving around. Sidney Rice, I mean, every catch you see Sidney Rice take kind of explains why his career wasn't the longest, which is a shame.
Took a pounding on that one for sure.
Yeah, Eric Reed, I think.
Yeah, that kind of.
Russell Wilson again running for his life, gets around the corner and gets the first down. Yeah, this, I mean, Robert Turbin with open. Oh, I guess out of bounds. You forget how much pop he had in his first year, Robert Turbin. Obviously, he wasn't the number one back, so it kind of helped, but he wasn't a slouch, was he, Robert Turbin, for this point?
Not at all. If you hadn't seen the numbers on his back there, I mean, that was a Lynchy type run for sure.
Yeah. Still Robert Turbin. I mean, they're probably playing for the field goal here. Alan Smith again gets to Russell Wilson. I mean, I think it's Paul McQuist at left tackle, and it kind of an unfair match. John Ryan gets his punt away, and that is probably going to be that for the first half. The Seahawks lead 5-0 in the first half, which, if I remember, took about 3 hours, Sean. So
as I said, not for the memory at this stage, Stu.
Not real especially. The Seahawks have the ball to start the second half. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is just becoming Marshall. It is so much fun watching Marshall Lynch just get stronger during a game. I mean, imagine not thinking he's the thing that changed everything. Another player to Marshall Lynch, Derek Coleman with a pretty flimsy block for fullback. Marshall Lynch brings it back the other way. I mean, imagine trying to tackle 2013 Marshall Lynch. It just does not look like any type of fun. Russell Wilson pushes up in the pocket. As Doug Baldwin downfield open, the Seahawks are back in the Niners red zone. I mean, that's a Russell Wilson Doug Baldwin connection we saw a few times, but that's a really cool. Robert Turbin inside the 10, and the Seahawks are threatening to get some air between the two teams. Marshawn Lynch back in. Marshawn Lynch loses about 4 yards, but Tills takes about three people to get him down. But yeah, I mean, two plays and then a flash of Seahawks are knocking on the door again. Gordon Tate was running back on that one, and then Russell Wilson has to eat the sack because there's a flag for something, personal foul, face mask. Russell Wilson just out the reach of Sidney Rice. I mean, Sidney Rice, watching Sidney Rice fall is really painful. Marshawn Lynch, and walks into the end.
Lynch to the inside. Lynch inside. Seahawks.
Untouched.
Yeah.
Absolutely untouched on that.
From 15 yards out. I mean, follows Max Unger, goes behind Max Unger, goes behind Doug Baldwin, and then, yeah, walks his way into the end zone. I mean,
that's how you open a hole for a running back.
It's just so, so good. I think all these rewatch games is going to be an ode to Marshawn. I think. I mean, it's just this. Forget how much fun it was watching him. Niners return. Seahawks now lead 12-0. 5 minutes into the second half, and Kaepernick is going to have to produce something. I mean, Michael Bennett is immediately in his back pocket, and I mean, Kaepernick was never good at those touch flows. Red Bryant on that play just bowled over the left guard. Kaepernick gets out of the pocket, gets the ball for the first down. But that's, I mean, the Seahawks D line here. I mean, Clinton McDonald this time is in the backfield before the ball snapped, and Frank Gore. I mean, this is a remarkable, especially from those four or five guys up front.
Yeah.
Yellow flies everywhere again. Harbaugh's looking non too pleased. Cam is now in, and everyone's there again. Kaepernick gets out of the pocket again. And, I mean, that's ridiculous from Kaepernick. How has he got 25, 30 yards out of that? He had three players around him, four yards behind the line. And he's
the legs of a gazelle, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. The Niners are now inside the 10-yard line of the Seahawks. And it's all because of the legs of Colin Kaepernick in the deep line.
Did I just witness the only tackle that Sherman missed there?
So third and goal from the 5, Kaepernick more time he's had for most of the game. Runs out to the left, and I'm not sure what that was. Stopped by KJ. No, he's on to kick the field goal, and it's through. It's 12-3.
The story of this game so far is we've got 4 minutes left in the third quarter, and the 49ers have only been in the red zone twice.
It is just all Colin Kaepernick. Marshawn Lynch is kind of the catalyst for everything Seattle do, but Colin Kaepernick is doing a lot of it with very little. He's not getting any time. Third and four for the Seahawks. I mean, the Niners are starting to... Oh, Russell Wilson with a dump-off pass to Golden Tate, who just... This team is ridiculous, man. Russell Wilson on the keeper. Navarro Bowman chasing him down. Russ going deep. And that's probably PI. That's like a cut ball.
You can only marvel at Russell's durability over all these years, you know, when you look back at some of these games.
Yeah.
He really did take up some of these.
So after the PI, the Seahawks are just outside the red zone again. Another flag, because why not? Another hold call on the 1 yard run, which always is miraculous to me. How can you hold on a play until he goes a yard? Marshawn Lynch, first and 20, and the Seahawks go backwards quickly. I mean, what is...
Was this still a cable offensive line at the time?
Yeah. I mean, it's Paul McQuist at left tackle. Russell Kuhn is, I'm guessing, injured. Oh, no, another flag. There's another flag. Roughing a passer, so the Seahawks get another first down after a third and 28 on Smith with a personal foul. The Seahawks have another go at this as the clock ticks to the fourth quarter. Marshawn Lynch handoff. I mean, Arlen Smith, Paul McQuiston is an unfair fight as you can probably watch. Russell Wilson takes hold of that of his shoes, and the Seahawks are inside the five.
You won't enjoy watching this tape.
And Paul McQuiston just pushes, and Marshawn Lynch walks in, and that's where that kind of, it's like the archetypal Marshawn Lynch clip, isn't it, where he just walks in and drops the ball on the just inside the end zone. It's another Marshawn Lynch touchdown. Russell Wilson, I mean, Marshawn Lynch is completely on his own.
Lynch coming. Pressure on. And Lynch gets open and he will walk into the end zone. Craig Gall came in. The 49ers, who blitzed less than any team in the league, decide to call one on a third and four and get burned.
4 yards out, walks in and literally walks over the end zone stripe, and the Seahawks take a 19.
That's what happens when you blitz and don't get there.
Lead. Just with a minute and a bit into the fourth quarter, the Seahawks lead 19-3, and they have made the statement they kind of would have hoped to have made when the defense has teed off, bar getting to Kaepernick enough. The offense, especially with Marshawn Lynch, has done enough, and this is exactly what the Seahawks would have wanted to put on tape after what they did put on tape the week before in Carolina.
Well, yeah, and with a national audience, it sort of set the tone, didn't it? I think if I remember rightly, they went 7-1, didn't they, at the start of the season? And they literally steamrolled. They steamrolled the bad teams, and they really fronted up against the good teams.
Yeah. Kaepernick throwing one deep down to Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis seemed to give up on that. Richard Sherman with a very Richard Sherman interception, running the route for the receiver.
From the 19-yard line, Kaepernick's going to air it out deep, and it's going to be picked off at the 50-yard line by Richard Sherman. Sherman out of bounds at the 25.
And the Seahawks have the ball inside the 30 again, and they have a chance to put this game to bed on this drive, don't they? Marshawn Lynch again. I mean, Marshawn Lynch must have been absolutely obliterated on Monday morning. Turns, somehow gets around Justin Smith, launches one out of bounds. It's 22-3 to the Seahawks, 11 minutes left. I mean, the Niners kind of did the very Seahawks thing that you stop, just don't let touchdown happen. They got after Russell Wilson again. Paul McQuiston is not having a great day at left tackle. Again, to Kaepernick again. I really don't remember some of these players' names. It's mad what 7 years does, the amount of players you see. And Walter Thurman with the brilliant play. Cam with the sort of stop. Another fresh set of downs. Kaepernick chased out again. KJ Wright in his face this time. It's just taking turns. This is ridiculous. Another flag because...
Even the coverage down the field is so good.
Yeah. And number 10 for the Niners with a... Oh, tackle! Richard Sherman!
I think it's better to say he enjoyed that one.
I mean, how has Kaepernick got out of there? Seahawks players upended and Kaepernick gets 15 yards. I mean, it's ridiculous how good he was at this point.
It was his trademark at the time, wasn't it?
No, beats, Schofield. Yeah. I mean, this a tip pass. Anquan picks up just in case. Oh, O'Brien Schofield is all over the shop on this drive. Yeah. 3rd and 17 for the Niners. Cliff, Obi Schofield again. And Kaepernick throws it away. The Niners are going for it on 4th and 17. Under 8 minutes left. And Kaepernick again somehow gets away from Cliff Averill. And gets about 14 of the yards, and the Seahawks can get the ball back. And Kaepernick is trying his damnedest, but the Seahawks defensive line is doing enough, and then the tackling downfield is just about good enough for Marshawn. Just gets 7-8 yards like it's absolutely nothing. And a flag again.
It's a little bend, but don't break cliche again, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when with the score and the time, as it were, as well. It's even more important. Marshawn again. Gets by one, nearly fumbles the ball, gets by two, and guess what's on the floor, Sean?
Yeah, I think they needed some new flags after this game.
Yeah, this is not the pretty game I remember. I just can't remember the absolute beatdown. Over the middle is Zach Miller. That's a nice tackle from Dante Whitner. 3rd and 17, the Seahawks. Russell Wilson running away and just throws it away before Alden Smith annihilates him. So the Seahawks got a punt. Unless it's a complete another. The Seahawks are going to 2-0, but also they take the early clubhouse lead in the NFC West. And the week after, they've got arguably the worst team in the league in the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a perfect mix. Win a tough game on the road. Find a way to win a tough game on their own in week one, and then you do this on prime time against the most outable team, and you're not just your division but conference, and the team are going to be in your way to a possible playoff run at the end of the year. I mean, it's a proper,
you can only imagine in the locker room, you know, with a coach with Pete's style, you know, this is how he wins games. You can imagine the confidence that he's getting into the players at this time now.
Yeah,
especially when you, as you said, you tackle a road win, a hard fought road win as well, and you see Pete
and interception for Cam Chancellor, an overthrow from Kaepernick, takes ball down to the two, and Marshawn Lynch gets his hat trick touchdown of the evening. The Seahawks take a 29-3 lead.
First and goal, and Marshawn Lynch will plow his way in for a touchdown.
Really, just the defensive line making the players on the defense, and Marshawn Lynch, isn't it? This tonight, they've kind of they're the three stars of the two stars of the night, really. The D line and number 24, isn't it?
Well, looking at this game in 40, you know, what I take from this exactly what you said. The defensive line has been incredible, which has meant that the secondary has done everything right when it's needed to. Lynch. Got to be the player of the game, you know.
Yeah.
Russell really hasn't figured much in this, has he?
No, not really. He's had basically one throw to Doug Baldwin, and the Niners fumble the kickoff, and the Seahawks have the ball back immediately after making it 29-3. Marshawn Lynch, I think. No, Robert Turbin. Yeah, Robert Turbin in. Seahawks are in on the red zone, struck on 20.
You can see why in this sort of performance, some of those sort of second tier players, the Thurmans, the Maxwells, all got big money moves. The system, they look as good as anybody.
Yeah, and Seahawks go for it on 4th and 2, under 2 minutes to ice the game. The Seahawks kneel down. The Seahawks win 29-3. move to 2-0. And as we say, go to Jacksonville Jaguars in week three, who they instead and they also beat as well. So the Seahawks, after this, are 2-0. And this is, as we keep saying, just the perfect, perfect statement. Pete Carroll looks a lot younger than 7 years younger, doesn't he?
He's obviously had some tough years between then and now.
Yeah, the Seahawks win 29-3. They then go on to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And for the second game of the Ped Pod 2013 rewatch, I'm joined by Nick on the other side of this to rewatch the Week 4 game against the Houston Texans. Massive thanks, Sean, for jumping on and spending half an hour of your lockdown afternoon watching a game from 7 years ago. But there's not that much else to do at the minute, is there? So is there any UK Seahawkers initiatives or things to try and get involved with over the coming days and weeks? Obviously, the national meet's been postponed, possibly cancelled for the foreseeable with the current situation. But there's still ways for people to get involved and become a member and get the pretty fun 2020 membership back, aren't they?
Yeah. And that, to be fair, that's going well. We're getting close to the 500 mark now, which for sort of 4 months or 5 months into the year, I should say, is a fantastic response. It's well in front of where we were this time last year, I've got to say. So thanks to all that have either renewed or subscribed for the first time. It's great to have you on board, and hope you enjoy everything that's delivered out to you. And yeah, keep your eyes peeled for things, you know, in the coming months. Difficult to put a few things together at the moment, obviously, with all the circumstances, but we'll try and keep people involved. We'll try and keep people up to date. And if people want to approach us with ideas and things, you know, that's the whole point of this group, is to get people involved and to try and take things forward and keep things eventful as much as possible.
Massive thanks for jumping on, and I'll speak to you soon, sir.
No worries. Take care. Go Hawks. Look after yourselves, everybody.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Lynch right side. Big hole for Marshawn Lynch. Down inside the 25-yard line. Chain touchdown. Zach Miller. And when you can run the ball like that, the play action works.
Sideline first and goal.
Maybe a miscommunication, but a touchdown nevertheless. And again, Zach Miller. Second and 10. Penny. Tipped. Still in the air. And intercepted. Wilson. End zone touchdown. Sidney Rice. Play action. Wilson, lots of time, lofts it, and it's caught. Sidney Rice goes up and snatches it out of the air for a touchdown, 23 yards.
Russell Wilson, you look at him, he's got his helmet strapped on, it's not even unsnapped. He's walking around like, man, I can't believe I'm not out there.
Jackson, going deep. What a catch! Doug Baldwin! And the official waited to see if he had it, and he did!
He one-handed it at the pylon, wow!
Jackson keeps it, dives for the end zone, touchdown!
That's another great example of it.
Five, eighth play of this drive, Henny. Intercepted. Cam Chancellor. And the big man motors downfield.
For this week's game, we'll have to go a couple of weeks on to week four as the Seahawks went down to Houston, Texas to face the Houston Texans in what was a... Well, we're going to find out and relive what it was. And to do that is a first time guest on the Pedestrian Podcast. Welcome to the show, Nick. How are we, sir?
Oh, very well. Very well. Yourself?
Not too bad. So before we get into the game and rewatch the game and relive what it was, what was your expectations, if you can remember, on the 2013 season after what happened at Atlanta, and like Russell Wilson was saying, next year's a year. Was that something that you kind of had a feeling for, if you can remember that far back?
2012 ended in heartbreak, and I remember walking home in the cold after the Atlanta game, and it was like I was being called up by a good friend, a Dolphins fan, and he was saying to me, I you know, the only thing Seahawks look great, but I worry that, he said to me, that you may have passed your peak. And I was like, well, this was a team that in December was scoring at will, 50 points, 50 points, 50 points, 40 points on teams. And it just seemed that if the offense could continue clicking as it was in December, there was no reason why the Seahawks would fade. The only thing they needed was to not go on the road in the playoffs. And that was really what I was desperate for 2013, was to have some home field advantage in the playoffs. We'll see how, maybe they could do that, but they really needed to win some of the close away games. They won in Carolina, which was great. And
Yeah, so they entered the week four game after with 3-0 record, which was it was nearing a record start for the Seahawks in their franchise history for zero in the loss column this deep into season, only week four. And they went down to Houston. Obviously, they had J.J. Watt there. Where did you watch this game from before we rewatch it in April 2020?
I didn't watch this game because I was actually at Wembley Stadium for the NFL international game between Pittsburgh, between the Steelers and the Vikings. And this game was on at the same time, so I was catching announcements in the stadium and nothing more than that.
Yeah, it was one of those uncomfortable 6 p.m. UK early kickoffs, which for years and years the Seahawks had problems with, and as I think we're going to relive now, they had one here, didn't they? So, if anyone listening is able to while they're listening to this podcast, if you just want to, we're just going to load up Game Pass, the NFL's brilliant streaming service, and we're going to rewatch of a game which had, as you said when I asked you if you wanted to jump on and rewatch this game, that you said has one of the more infamous lines of commentary, which we'll get to in about half an hour. But you're all set to press play, Nick?
I am indeed, yes, sir.
Cool. So, the first three plays, there's some names there you forgot play for the Seahawks. Yeah. Red Bryant was chasing Matt Schaub, Chris Clemens was chasing Matt Schaub, and Chris Maragos is on the punt play because the Texans went 3-and-out. Nick, this, you forget some of the names at play, don't you?
Yeah, well, they have such short careers and. Overall, and then of course you have to think. Yeah, I mean, we make some nice pickups of players who are maybe in the middle to the end of their careers, but they don't stay with us very long.
Yeah. So the Seahawks are now driving. We skipped through the Texans' first three. Now a couple of nice defensive plays and one big run, Arian Foster run. The Seahawks are kicking a field goal 48 yards from Hauschka, and unlike recent Seahawk history, it's straight down the middle, Nick, and the Seahawks are 3-0 in front.
Well, that's a very good start for the Seahawks. I mean, it's rare for the Seahawks to actually get a lead in the yes, and it was also even when we had good seasons, first quarters always a bit of a problem.
Says Andre Johnson's on the yards after catch. That's a name I forgot was so prominent in this team. Matt Schaub was a quarterback.
Running back. I mean, that was a great Houston team.
Yeah.
Looking to go places.
Yeah. So at the start of the up curve, they're kind of, Deshaun's kind of taking them on to the next level, isn't he?
Yeah.
So it's 2nd and 9 for the match I've got all time, and Texans, Cam Chancellor with a rare missed tackle. I mean, it's just fun to watch these players play for the Seahawks again, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Sherman, Andre Johnson, I'm sure that was talked about quite a bit in the build-up to this. Arian Foster again. God, this was a loaded offense. So the Texans are now inside the Seahawks red zone.
Short makes some nice passes when he has the time.
Oh, that's the interception. Oh, that is amazing. Tipped by every single player on the defense, wasn't it?
Probably.
So Daniels, Chancellor, Browner, and finally a diving L. Thomas grabs it, and Seahawks have the ball on the 9-yard line.
It's almost like watching a little bit of a volleyball game there, you know.
When yeah.
knock it up for each other. 1, 2, 3. I mean, Daniels himself had 3 chances at the field.
He did. And the first Seahawks play was a hold, and the second one was a false start by 87. Who was 87? Is that Kellen Davis? Marshawn Lynch. Well, Marshawn Lynch. Did it all himself, yeah. Marshawn Lynch runs. Oh, he's still running. What a run. Marshawn Lynch gets about 35 on a very Marshawn Lynch run.
Just out of first and 17, he gets 35. I mean, it's fantastic to watch the guy. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, that was like a mini. That's one of those Beastquake. Robert Termin's now in on the next play. He has some pop there. You forget that he was. And there is J.J. Watt. 2nd and 3, blows up the play. He blows up Robert Turbin in the process. Seahawks 3rd and 7, a sack on Russell Wilson. J.J. Watt and number 94. I don't know who that was. John Ryan on to punt. I mean, for all those players who were in and out and, as you say, stay for a couple of years, there were some consistent players in this team who were part of the building up of this team. And we've seen but 2 of them already in Hauschka and Ryan. They were low-key key to the team, weren't they?
Sure.
Arian Foster, KJ Wright struggling to keep up, Earl Thomas making the tackle. This is a very Seahawky start, though, isn't it? They're just giving all the 15, 20 yards. Nothing's going over the top.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, there's the touchdown. There seems to be nobody in down so much space down the middle.
And so who was that over? Was that over Malcolm Smith? Yeah, number 53, tight end on a Seahawks linebacker. The Texans take a 7 just into the second quarter.
They fumble the ball.
Yeah, Seahawks keep it though. Oh, Jeremy Lain on kickoff returns.
It's like we had the interception, we had the Lynch run, but we can't get anything consistently good out of these guys at the moment.
It's definitely that 10 a.m. thing which we talked about before, isn't it? This is what it was like for several years, yep. Even with the team took a while to wake up, and as if the scoreboard was out of hand by the time they woke up. Russell Wilson is not getting any time. He's sacked again. I think that's Whitney Merciless this time. I mean, I think that's Paul McQuiston starting at left tackle. But also, one thing they're watching, if people are watching, they're wearing their Wolf Greys. What are your thoughts on the grey uniforms for the Seahawks, Nick?
Yeah, any colour is good as long as it's a combination which is within the tune of our character, if you like.
Yeah, I quite like that answer. I've never heard that POV before. John Ryan goes into the end zone despite Texans on the wall. I tell you what, I keep seeing the same rollout play from Matt Schaub, which becomes infamous later on, but they did it quite a lot. Red Bryant, what a behemoth. I mean, we haven't replaced him, have we, really? That massive human being on the end of the D-line. Sherman against Andre Johnson. This is a fun thing. They are all over each other. And Andre wins that one.
And Johnson, and he needs Thomas to come in. And, yeah, I just saw that helmet to helmet may have been called.
it would in 2020. Michael Bennett nearly gets to the quarterback and dump off to Arian. Yeah, this Seahawks defense was getting worked here early, weren't they? They're just a bit half a step off, aren't they?
Yeah, they're at home. They're a good offense. They're clicking well. I mean, it was a very, very, very hard looking battle. Nice catch by the guy.
Tight end on linebacker against play action to Arian Foster. KJ Wright falls over, and another Texans touchdown. I mean, they are moving at will. It's not looking good for the 0 in the Seahawks win-loss record, is it, at this stage?
Nope. They're moving very nicely. Although the Seahawks are getting some pressure from the big guys.
Yeah, Michael Bennett popped on screen a few times on that drive, but Marshawn Lynch, and he fumbles the ball, and everything is going horrendously wrong for the Seahawks on the road. That's not something we saw much from Marshawn Lynch, but
I mean, I think Lynch on this play went 5 yards backwards.
Yeah. He fumbled the ball forwards at least. And then, I mean, Andre and Sherm is a battle on that side of the field, isn't it? And they're right back where they were 20 seconds ago, Nick. Shelby's starting to be a bit of a back foot boykin. He's there again. He's on that rollout play again. The Seahawks are starting to sniff that out a bit.
Rollout right, but we're getting pressure on that now.
Yeah. It's 17-3 to Texans, just under 4 minutes left in the second quarter. The graphic on screen shows the Texans have over 200 more yards than the Seahawks, which, again, a familiar dump off to Marshawn. Marshawn does it. Oh, what a move that was. And a stiff arm, and he just continues. I mean, what a player. And again, he's made, what, 3 people miss turbos in this time, and it's just not the same, is it? Nothing. Marshawn Lynch is basically all the Seahawks have at this stage. Texans are going to get the ball back one more time before halftime. The defense is starting to tighten the bow a bit, aren't they?
Yes, they're all in. Yes and no. I mean, here they are. We like got 1 minute left, and yet they are still looking as if they are quite perfectly capable of scoring. Gets out of bounds, another out of bounds, first down.
Yeah.
And they are gassing it right now.
The pass rush is getting there.
So 10 seconds left, and
which makes it
good. So Seahawks are down 23
at half time.
And in six quarters, playing away, they have scored one touchdown.
And 15 points. So it's kick off the second. Jermaine Kearse on a punt kick return gets back up to the 25.
That was a good return.
Yeah, he nearly broke that one. Sacked immediately. So second and 16. 3 of the 5 linemen jump. We've got Lem Jean-Pierre at centre. We've got Paul McQuiston at left tackle. Again, it's just that talk of names you forget kind of player. Jean-Pierre was hung around for years, didn't he? Off to Marshawn, second and 21.
Marshawn, but there was definitely a hold, I thought, there. But anyways.
Begin the third quarter where they need a fast start and they're punting within 5 plays after 2 flags kind of brought an end to any hope of a play. Then it just doesn't look promising at all for the Seahawks. I mean, they needed a score of some sort, you think, to really get confidence going. I mean, I'm sure at this point I was kind of like, oh, never mind. 3-1's fine, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's like you're sitting there at Wembley thinking, oh, God, we're being pasted. And typical 10 a.m. start and that kind of thing. And Schaub is still doing precision passes. Foster is still getting the yards.
There's nothing straight downhill from the Texans here. I'm going to say that. They go straight downhill and Arian Foster gets another 10 and another first down for... And finally, the Seahawks. Tony McDaniel gets... I think that must be the first sack on Matt Schaub there. And then the next play, straight after the defense swarming, Clinton, McDonald and Bobby with a loss. And then we get a false start offside from... he did the classic Michael Bennett, didn't he? 3rd and 10, Arian drops a relatively easy one for Arian Foster, and the Seahawks are going to force a punt, but immediately the Texans defender's in his face and Russ throws it away. They're getting their asses kicked. Sydney Rice gets just about 10. That has to be 10. It was 10. 1st and 10. Seahawks have their first down of the second half. Floaty one to Zach Miller, number 86. That's another name you kind of forget how important he was to this team, don't you, Zach Miller? And JJ Watt doing what JJ Watt did in 2013 and blowing shit up. I mean, the Seahawks had to get points by now at this stage of the game, didn't they? I mean, defense is starting to tighten up again. I mean, they're pushing back the Texans' airline on almost every play. Force a fumble and...
We get the fumble.
That's a brilliant play from the Seahawks defense. But the Seahawks now have the ball just outside the red zone. Russell Wilson play action floats one just in front of Sidney Rice, who lands on his face as he did. Russell Wilson has about half a second before he has to scamper for his life. I mean, the O-line is basically not there, is it, Nick?
Not on that play, for sure. There were three guys in Wilson's face in 1 second, you know?
Immediately. So it's 26 after another Hauschka field goal. Schaubas all day and then dumps it off to Arian Foster. And Schaub again, another dump off to Arian. Red Bryant just flies himself at Arian Foster.
They get another first down. Someone loses a helmet.
It's under 2 minutes left in the third quarter now. They're forcing the Texans to punt, but again, Nick, the field position is going to be against us on the next drive again because they're punting from halfway. Pete Carroll, isn't it? The field position battle. That's why Dixon was so impressive a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go 90. Oh, and they fumble the first snap. This is not a pretty watch on offense, is it? And the toe tap swag from number 89. Doug Baldwin down the sideline, 20 yards. That was the spark the team needed, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Look at that.
That's beautiful work. Thankfully, he's wearing bright lime green shoes. That helps in the video.
He's a smart man.
What an effort on the sideline, and did he stay in? No. Doug Baldwin went up to get it. The official standing over there said he was out of bounds.
Well, you got all the coaches over on the sideline yelling that he was in. Let's take a peek here. There's the right toe. That's in.
You're allowed to push.
Left toe. That is a catch. That is a catch.
Does he maintain possession of the ball?
Rolls out. Actually has a bit of time. Then he has to scamper and he's got room. Marshawn Lynch blocking downfield and just gives up on the block.
And Wilson gets 20 yards out of that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Lynch down the middle, gets a few. We still need four guys to take Lynch down. Lynch again.
Again.
And he's burning them. Burning them. 12 more yards.
Jermaine Kearse, very similar to the touchdown back in week one against the Texans. Oh, no. There's a flag. And it's OPI on Jermaine Kearse, which that scrubbed off a really impressive touchdown catch, didn't it? And Russell Wilson going deep again to go on Tate this time. And there's no
Golden
flag.
Tate is interfered with, clearly interfered with.
Russell Wilson has just taken out four Texans with one spin move, and he gets about 15 yards, setting up Seahawks with a third and seven. And again, immediately in his face, but he dashes one to Baldwin. I mean, everyone moved there. What on earth happened there? So it's 26. We're in the fourth quarter now, 20 to 6 to the Texans. The Seahawks
just
are
10 minutes, 40 seconds left. You still need two touchdowns.
JJ Watt is there again. Second 24, a zone read keep for Wilson. I mean, it's desperation stuff from the Seahawks, isn't it? Here and again, Seahawks doesn't have much time. Guess one to go on Tate, who makes a really nice move and gets about 12. They're going for it in 4th and 3. Seahawks, Russell Wilson has to run away from everyone again. Russell Wilson gets 4 yards.
Russell Wilson has it. He's under pressure. He somehow got near the sticks. That's amazing.
I forgot about that play.
Down, huh?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that play. Marshall walks his way in. I mean, I forgot about that Russell Wilson 4th down play.
That was awesome.
That was really cool. 20-13 to the Texans. 7 minutes, 43 seconds left. They need a stop and they need the field position to get back in their favour, don't they? Because that was a 98-yard drive. Slightly ridiculous. And Clemens finally gets to Matt Schaub. 3rd and 19. And this is exactly what the Seahawks needed, wasn't it? After an impressive scoring drive sparked by Doug Baldwin. And,
so you get the drive and then you get, make them go 3 and out. I mean, that's perfect.
And again, like we said, the field position is back in Seahawks' favour because, I mean, takes it back into Texan territory. So the Seahawks, like, 50 yards better off than they were last time they touched the ball. I mean, there's no time here for Russell Wilson. This is insane. I mean, there's 4, 5 of them, and then Russell Wilson throws interception, Jonathan Joseph interception, Jermaine Kerr. He was a good player back in the day, Jonathan Joseph. It's a good team. If you get how you'd expect, just running out of the clock. Under four and a half minutes to go. They probably have the first down there. Yeah, first and 10, under 4 minutes to go. And they're just running out of the clock. You don't really see any way anything else is going to happen here. But just 41 yards. Arian Foster making moves. Staying in bounds is probably the biggest thing. Under 3 minutes now. Third and four for the Texans. It's a rollout. It's a throw up in the air. It's Richard Sherman.
Sean has it. Throws. And it's intercepted by Richard Sherman. He's going down the sideline.
He has followers. And not just on Twitter.
Touchdown Seahawks.
And he takes it back the whole way for about a 55-yard pick six with one shoe.
Nobody else is there. And that's just extraordinary. Why on earth did Schaub even deem of throwing it at that?
There's literally, five Seahawks and one Texans receiver. The Seahawks are tired now. The Texans have the ball again. And now we're seeing jumpy Matt Schaub look like Russell Wilson has from yesterday, and all the pass rush is getting there. Andre for 20 yards on Richard Sherman. I mean, Andre this time on Maxwell. I don't know where Sherman is. And second and two, blew up by KJ Wright. Arian Foster gets nothing. I mean, this game is kind of one which is tossed aside, but how are the Seahawks level in this game?
You have to say, we have seen some extraordinary games.
I mean, they didn't do anything for 85% of the game, did they, really? It was Doug Baldwin's catch, and Cliff Averill smashes into Matt Schaub and set up right. But, yeah, I mean, they were behind for 85% of the game. Cliff Averill's lost his helmet. And Nuk Hopkins, the young pop, Nuk Hopkins. And it's just basically just three plays, isn't it? It's the Doug Baldwin toe tap, it's the Russell Wilson 4th and 3, then obviously the pick six, and that's all it. Yep. That's all it took. And the Seahawks are 20-20, and Matt Schaub is jumpy, and Earl Thomas turned to Shaquille O'Neal there, and then punting with just 20 seconds to go. So it looks like we're heading to overtime, and I mean,
and right now people at Wembley Stadium are like, "What the hell happened?"
I mean, that was 17 points in the fourth quarter. No, yeah. No, 14 points. No, 14 points. 26 it was. And the Texans get the ball first. Obviously, this is back in the day when touchdown and that's it. Andre Johnson with a nice little pick route from the Texans. I mean, even despite the blow-up with what happened with the pick six, the offense is still, Shelby's a bit more rushed than he was earlier, but they're still getting 6 or 7 yards at relative interludes, aren't they?
There was a lot of good pressure in towards the end of that fourth quarter, but again,
Sharp's getting the ball. Oh, that was an unbelievable catch. So the Texans are punting. The Seahawks only need a field goal to win in Houston and go to 4-0 on the 2013 season. Wilson has a little bit more time, which is weird. Marshawn Lynch, dump off 10 yards almost. Oh, it was a horse collar, which is possibly a bit harsh.
That was fouled.
Yeah, it was bought. Yeah. So the Seahawks have a fresh set of downs and almost at the 50. I mean, Russell Wilson's getting no time. I think that's Brooks Reed on that one with the sack. I mean, they're just taking turns, aren't they, Nick? The front five or so of the Texans. Almost the weirdest interception. Who is 83 Williams? Who is that? I don't know who that is. Seahawks steps back. Again, Russell Wilson has to rush up. He gets, oh my days, he gets like 16 of the 20 yards needed. He
gets 16 yards, yeah. That was.
The Seahawks punt the ball away, hoping to pin back the Texans. But again, it's like every drive is the same. Isn't it? The Texans get relatively easy yards until the Seahawks make one stop. And then the offense for the Seahawks is always getting pressure on the quarterback, and Wilson's having to run for his life. I mean, nothing really altered Arian Foster bounces off Red Bryant. Still going. He runs about 30 yards to get 0 yards. Ooh, that's a mess of a play. And Matchup just lies down. We spoke a couple of days ago about this, and Michael Bennett was in the hospital at this point, wasn't he? Because he got knocked out and concussed and carted off of the neck board and everything. So the Seahawks pass rush is doing it without their big free agency signing of the season. And the other guys are stepping up, as would be a theme all season, wouldn't it? The next man up would step up and fill the gap, fill the voids if there were one, didn't they, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. Always great to see a good team effort from the guys second, third on the depth chart in yeah. each position.
Yeah. So for some reason, Gontek fielded that punt in the end zone and runs it back. This is why he did it. And gets 33 yards on the punt return and tackled by the punter himself, Shane Lechler. Russell Wilson running for his life again. Does what Russell Wilson 2013 did and gets the first down out of nothing. The Seahawks are near at the 45. Russell Wilson, JJ Watt, Jesus. What a power he was back then. Outside the Doug Baldwin. It was a suplex, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's... So the Seahawks are inside the Texans 40, handoff to Marshawn. So they're what? Probably one first down away from field goal range, or they're probably in it already, but...
That just can't bring him down. Four, five guys needed to bring Lynch down as he fights for an extra yard. Brilliant.
So third down stops. Stephen Hounds got 45-yard attempt.
Trying to go to 4-0 for the first time in Seahawk franchise history. The kick. Seahawks win in overtime.
Seahawks win 23-20 in Houston, 4-0 for the first time in franchise history, the graphics says. And that's a more remarkable win than I remember, Nick.
I mean, it's like out of nothing. We faced the full game.
Yeah.
And they won. I mean, and like, you can actually believe in a team when they start doing these things away from home. Yeah. So they've won. Now they've won in Carolina by what? 5 points. They've won
12,
in a low-scoring game. They've come back. They've made an epic comeback win in Houston to win in overtime, and they're 4-0. And it's like, yeah, I mean, okay, what's going to happen next with this team? Because they're certainly doing stuff that's that they should not be doing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like we said during that overtime, it was just basically three players from the offense. The defense made the play. Doug Baldwin made the play and Russell Wilson made the play. But as you say, it's one of those things where you go, hold on. Not just because they're 4-0, not just because they're undefeated, but it's the manner of victory. I mean, because that's a remarkable win for the Seahawks or any team, really, to do that on the road and earlier than ideal kickoff. I mean, that's a pin on the notice board. Remember this when we get to this kind of moment, isn't it? That win.
And it's like, what comes next? Well, what comes next is another away game. Well, okay.
Yeah, but like that's a case where the team can hang with anyone, can't they? Like, it's a belief that when you're down, this team is not going to be out because they've got people who can make that play on both sides of the ball and numerous positions as well, which is
absolutely
exciting. But yeah, massive thanks, Nick, for jumping on.
I just want to add, you know, it's about a month later, about a month after this game, and I'm visiting Gettysburg National Battlefield Monument, which is a national park. I'm walking in, and one of the park rangers there, really sweet old guy, he stops me. He's seen that I'm wearing a Seahawks jersey. And he says to me, what's the name of that cornerback? And I said to him, Richard Sherman, sir. And he said, and the sweet old guy says to me, he cost me all my fantasy points. And, you know, when you're getting recognized in odd places and people want to talk to you about your defense... yeah, this team, they're being noticed, and they're going to be noticed all season.
And just continued. I mean, as I keep saying, that was a more remarkable win than I remembered it as it was. I really do appreciate you jumping on and We're going to get you on for one of the games further on down the 2013 season as well, the one as well as the one at the very end of the season. But next on the rewatch for the Ped Pod of the 2013 season is we're going back to Century. We're going to CenturyLink Field, some home comforts, and week 9 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But yeah, thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure.